Muslims are a mystery to many Americans, and to some, they are targets. In recent weeks, several Atlanta-area mosques have received death threats. Leaders of all faiths across the state hope to give people a better understanding of Islam. So over the weekend, GPB's Olivia Reingold visited an Atlanta mosque that opened its doors for the second annual Visit a Mosque Day.
So here we have the women that are basically say the prayers. We've gone through why it's a difference, I think, with them. If you have questions, just ask me. But
my name is Jeff Sadiq, and I'm one of the board of director members at Al Farouk Masjid of Atlanta. Today we heard at our open house Dr. Khalid Sadiq, and he was trying to give clarification of information from the Quran to more of a layman's terms.
I've been talking a lot. I think by now you should know that I'm a Muslim. Right? Now I want to ask you, what do I believe in?
My name is Khalid Sadiq. I'm the Director of Education and Outreach Programs. The way we tailored this program today was, first of all, to describe the very basic principles of Islamic teaching, and then the areas of misconception about Islam, women, terrorism, Sharia law, etc.
This is my first time in a mosque, and it was my first time wearing hijab. I'm Tiffany Washington, and I'm from Decatur, Georgia. I was aware of the threats that Atlanta mosques have seen in the recent weeks. I think it's really important to show solidarity with our Muslim neighbors, to let them know that we're here, especially kind of in this unjust society right now and what's happening. I really want to be an ally for our Muslim neighbors, so that's why I'm here today.
My name is Desmond Drummer. I'm the administrator at Most Blessed Sacrament Catholic Church in Southwest Fulton. What brought me here today? A parishioner actually alerted me to this and said, I would like for you to know about this. And I said, well, let's share it with the whole church. And we had almost 40 parishioners from our small community here. I greeted some as we trickled in and trickled out, and they were all saying, wow, we have so much in common. And we all had that inkling, but it's different to hear a Muslim in their house of worship share their story.
My name is Yasmeen Taylor, and I live in the city of Atlanta. My 11-year-old experienced an incident just last week in school where one of his classmates was saying some bad things about Islam, and my son said, well, you know, my grandpa who just died was Muslim. And the little boy said, well, if he was Muslim, then he should just stay dead. You know, that's devastating. Sorry. That's another reason why I wanted to come out and be supportive.
Allahu Akbar. Sami'allahu liman hamidah. Allahu Akbar.
That story was produced by GPB's Olivia Reingold.